Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. The Northeast got hit with a blizzard this week, and the gang is still recovering. Poor Rob fell down another two flights of stairs, and now looks like he's completely covered in butt cheeks. What? He didn't fall down any more stairs? He just looks like that? At least he's probably really warm. Here's the show.
I am very warm. Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
It pays off.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob here, Sid's here, Noah's here, Darren, not here.
Oh, rest in peace. Darren,
I almost said that too. He is resting.
Where is Darren? What happened to Darren?
We have one more person here.
Oh, you're right. And we also have a very special guest, Dan from Noisy,
formerly
of the Jaded Punk.
Still of, but...
Can I ask a question? How many times do you have to be a guest on here before you become just a guest and not a special guest?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm that special.
What's the quota?
What if it's like a special guest star credit, like one of the like Heather Locklear?
Like featuring?
Yeah.
I want to be the SNL people that get mentioned at the end of the
feature. Yeah.
You're right. Melanie Hutzel.
Yeah.
Remember Melanie Hutzel?
Yeah, I feel like Abby Elliott right now, guys.
Oh, that.
Man,
nothing
I feel
wrong with Abby Elliott.
So much pressure that Darren's not here. Like, think about how many people have given this have taken this opportunity to fill in and have turned that into.
That's the Darren alarm going.
You look at like Tom Brady, you know?
Yeah.
Is this a guy who got a chance? I feel like Howard.
So you're
Stern.
Saying Darren is Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah. Look out.
Is he going to get injured at a stage diving at an Everclear concert at some point? Be careful, Darren.
Did that happen to somebody?
To Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys see that? I feel like you did, right? What was his name? Josh Barrett at the Every Time I Die show.
Oh, Josh Barnett.
Josh Barnett,
the MMA fighter.
Yeah,
he was like throwing people off stage.
Body slamming people.
He like put somebody in a torture rack and threw them off the stage.
Yeah.
For fun?
For fun. Like they were willing.
Did we have him on the show once?
Yeah, he called into
our
show once.
That's amazing.
He's a big fan of the Iron Sheik, actually.
Okay.
He used to travel with him in Japan, he was saying, and he was sharing some great stories. It's a great interview.
Interesting.
If you're an MMA fan, check it out. I am not an MMA fan, but he seemed like a nice guy. And he's a definite metalhead.
Yeah.
He had like some benefit concert.
I saw Every Time I Die like last week or 2 weeks ago at Vitus.
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting to see him just dropping people, but
he's like their new security guy.
Yeah,
he just
goes
around with them. I could see it.
My friend was at that show and he told me that some girl puked in front of him.
Really?
And then some guy came over and like peed on it to clean it up.
Oh, cool.
Did that really happen? Did you notice that?
I didn't see that, but what I did see was, first of all, that I've been to that bar. Like, I practically lived at that venue this year, and that was the most packed show I've ever been there. And so it was too packed to even really go into the venue part. So I was just in the bar part talking to some friends, and then all of a sudden I see this bouncer named Ace, like this like massive dude, I love him, and he was just shoving this guy out. He's like, get the fuck out. And then like I was like, wow, what is that all about? And then like a second later I see this guy come out with like a split nose, just bleeding from it. Like,
whoa.
So yeah, lots of crazy shit happened there, I guess. Blood and puke and piss and stuff. So there you go.
Sounds like a fun time at St. Vitus.
I miss Darren.
Darren would probably have a really good story about St. Vitus.
Or puke sound effects.
On people.
And peeing sound effects.
Chocolate Croissant in the chat asks, Dan, how are Let Live? Who are opening
Let Live, you know, they were the band that I really went to see because what's this person's name?
Chocolate Croissant.
Chuck. Le Croissant.
Chocolate Croissant.
I went to see, I really went to see Let Live because I heard they were supposed to be like crazy live because their album is kind of boring to me.
Yeah.
But I've seen video and they're supposed to be crazy. The dude had like a broken arm, so he's like in one swing, you know, like a swing, like his one arm. They were pretty good. I was like way in the back, so I couldn't really see. But like, they were good. They were fine. I don't know.
So Dan feels indifferent about them.
Croissant. If any other food themed name people want to ask questions about, I'll be happy to answer.
But that's it. That's the only questions that get asked tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you have a food themed username and only about opening acts.
Yeah.
We'll only acknowledge you if you have a food themed username.
So everyone change quick. Let's see how quick everybody can change to food themed username.
Whoever gets the name Women Party gets ask whatever they'd like.
A follow-up to the vomit story. Capsberger in the chat writes, one of my most vivid memories from college for some reason was somebody puking in a urinal in a bar bathroom and then a drunk guy beside me screaming, somebody puked in the urinal? I will clean it up with my piss.
Oh, that guy must have been a
St. Vitus. Yeah. I've never cleaned puke up with my piss, but Noah, you probably won't appreciate this, but I'm sure the guys here will back me up on this. If you're using a toilet and you see some scrape residue from a number two, you'll absolutely use your piss to clean it.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, Noah understands this also. When we used to do the podcast from her old apartment, there were two bathrooms right next to each other, and one of the toilets, I think, for like a good at least 6 months, had like a shit chunk in it
that would not go anywhere.
It was incredible. It might still be there.
It was some like alien like shit stain.
And that wasn't the toilet you used. That was your roommate's toilet,
I had
toilet, right?
Two guys as roommates.
It was like one a number two bathroom and one was a number one bathroom.
One was my bathroom. That's was the girl bathroom.
Right,
and then the other bathroom was the boys' bathroom.
Yeah.
And the boys...
Okay.
Because I feel like if that was yours, you would have like washed it off the next day.
Yeah, it would have been gone. It wouldn't have been
an issue. The bathroom, that just stays there.
I'll
like
leave
a mark
it,
of pride.
That's how... I got to get it off in that manner.
I feel like we've talked about this on the show before. I've never done that to a toilet. Like my shit.
You never scraped?
No.
You go down like a...
It's never happened.
You must eat a lot.
You go down
of
like
really
Mario in the
food.
Pipe?
Basically, yeah.
No.
Yeah. And a lot of my poops are wet, so it's not as...
So you gotta scrape. You gotta scrape.
Not as dry. But I've never had that happen.
You just have great aim with your poop. It goes
right
in the water, right down.
No, Sid has, like, eat the proper amount of oil so that...
Or too much.
Probably.
I'm going
to
go
you
with
ever,
too much.
Did you, this ever happen to you? And it's better have, because I don't want to be friends with you. But you ever do this? You ever, like, take a shit, and you're like, wow. You know, you're sitting there, and you're like, I'm really taking a shit. That's what I think in my head.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I'm really taking a shit. And then you look, after you take it, you look down, and it's gone.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I hate that. It's like a phantom shit.
Yeah,
I need to see what I'm pooping.
I always associate it with, like, those, like, Olympic divers, and they have, like, that perfect dive in the water with, like,
no
splash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes,
I hate that. I like when I have a flawless victory, which is you don't need to wipe. That's wonderful.
A clean sweep. That's what I call
it. But the thing is, you have to wipe to know that you didn't need to wipe.
I know,
wipe, so.
But if you can get away with one. You know what? Who is it? Cheryl Crow, who says she uses one. Like one square.
Why do you
paper.
Know this?
Because she's like a big advocate of it. She's like,
one square.
I swear to Christ.
For shits or for pissing?
I think for shits. That wouldn't have been notable if it were pissing. She's like a. Look, Google Sheryl Crow toilet paper.
All right, Google it.
I hope Darren's listening to see what we're doing with his podcast.
I guess if that's the thing that Sheryl Crow...
Yeah.
Like, if that's her legacy...
Jenny McCarthy goes with autism, and Sheryl Crow is like, no.
I just...
Toilet paper.
One piece of toilet paper.
Sheryl Crow proposed limitation on how much toilet paper we use.
See? She's like China with the one baby thing. Like,
fucking,
no, one toilet paper.
The broad that can afford all the toilet paper she wants, and she's telling the rest of us?
I want to just go to her house and just shit right on her lawn and just show her how much toilet paper I can
use. I'd like to see, like... How her bathroom is set up. Like, is it just...
She's got to have a bidet. Like
she probably doesn't have, like, a roll of toilet paper, just individual squares stacked.
She's the worst. I bet she uses a single ply one.
Apparently, Crow wants to save the Earth one toilet paper square at a time. She proposed a limitation be put on how many squares of toilet paper we can use in any one sitting, and perhaps...
Burn her!
Who's enforcing that rule?
Oh, wait, this is so gross. And perhaps, quote, just washing that one square out.
Oh.
Using it again?
What
is it made out of terry cloth?
I think we should not listen to our songs anymore, you guys.
One of my favorites is in the area of forest conservation, which we heavily rely on for oxygen. I propose a limitation be put on how many squares of toilet paper can be used in one sitting. Now, I don't want to rob any law-abiding American of his or her God-given rights, but I think we are an industrious enough people that we can make it work with only one square per restroom visit.
Oh, fuck off. I would like her to come wipe my ass. Sometimes it's like wiping a marker.
Yeah, and then also it's like, except, then she goes, except, of course, On those pesky occasions where two or three could be required.
Yeah, on those pesky occasions where I use a whole roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow.
What did she say about tickets to her concert not being a waste of trees?
Oh.
Or CD
booklets. Yeah, I was about to say, could we wipe our ass with our CD booklets?
That's crazy.
Before I knew about it.
Wow.
I mean, I guess if we just had bidets, if bidets were more accepted.
You know, I was thinking the other day, like, I feel like if I was rich, I would not change my life very much. I like my life. It's good. The one thing I would do is I would get a bidet. I would get a fucking bidet. I
would be open to it. I feel like my relationship with wet wipes now is such a such
early
a strong
episode title should
my relationship with wet wipes.
It's such a strong relationship now where I would be open to the bidet, whereas before I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. No, bidets are...
I don't get how you would use a bidet.
How?
It's just
like a shower for your butt.
Yeah, you'd sit on
it. It's like squatting over a water fountain. Like a really low.
You control the pressure of the squirt.
So you poop and then you shift over to the bidet.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't even use toilet paper?
I mean, you probably can.
I feel like you would use it after to dry your butt.
Oh, I
your
think you do before. You can't use wet toilet paper on your butt. You ever try that? Your finger goes right up your butthole because you just go right through.
Some people are into that.
I mean, I'm not.
No, but I mean, if you have to.
With one stone.
I mean, I guess you'd use a towel. How do you wipe down the wetness of your butt?
Like you just took a shower, no?
With a towel?
You have to have a special towel. Like,
yeah.
Is that what you're
like a ShamWow.
I guess if anyone listening has a bidet, please call us up. Let us know how you use it.
Yeah. Some international listeners.
You know, 646-929-1357.
A few years ago, probably like 2007, I was seeing this girl in this neighborhood, and I went to her house, and she had like a really weird, like really 1970s style apartment, like all shag carpeting and stuff, and it had a bidet in her bathroom, but they didn't use it. They had it like they just had to use it as like a magazine rack, like there were just magazines in there. It's like, guys, I would kill for this bidet.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
The bidet is shaped like a toilet, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. God damn, I wish I had a bidet.
How expensive are they? You probably can get one.
To get one installed, I'd rent my apartment if I owned it. Maybe.
No.
I feel like that's going to be something I install in an apartment that I own.
Do none of your bourgeois listeners use a bidet?
I guess not.
Maybe they're too ashamed to call in.
Come on. We won't judge. I will look. I will feel like I'll be impressed.
Mm-hmm. We have one caller. I think I think he's just listening, though. 562.
Oh, hi.
Hi, what's up? What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Mario Corner from California.
What's up, Mario from California?
Mr. Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'm meeting Doritos right now.
See, that's a surefire trip to the bidet right there.
Oh, God.
You guys remember Bugles that would, like,
oh,
make
yeah.
your anal leakage? Like,
did they?
Oh, yeah. Look up Bugles anal leakage.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
Pringles.
Yeah. Sorry, I totally derailed this gentleman. Do you have a bidet, sir?
Or anal leakage?
I think we hit yes on one of those.
Every week now,
I'm guessing he's eating the Doritos because he just smokes them.
I'm assuming.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we'll let you keep listening and giggling, and then maybe we'll play you now I have another 562 call.
What?
I don't remember which is which.
What's your phone number, Mario?
Mario,
something.
Give us the next number.
So this is Mario.
7006.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay, so not Mario in 562. What's up?
Hey, it's Alex from California.
Hey, Alex. Lots of Californians.
Lots of Californians.
Alex, there's
two different kinds of bidets. One shoots directly up your hole. Other shoots through your crack.
What?
Well, isn't that more about how you position yourself?
What does that mean, through your crack?
Like a water fountain? Like it goes in an arc? Like it goes in an arc?
No, one stream shoots like directly up in your hole. Those are kind of more in France. I know I've traveled through Europe, so. And other ones just shoot like directly between your butt cheeks.
Like it goes like a fountain, like a water, like a drinking fountain then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
Which one is more pleasurable, would you say?
I'd say the one that shoots directly through your crack.
Really?
That's just my preference.
Why? Because it's not gonna, the water's not gonna go all the way up there. Just a pleasurable.
Isn't that dangerous?
No, it just bounces.
Water in your asshole.
Isn't that what a douche is?
Sounds like someone just nominated themselves to find
or
that.
Not a enema.
Noah, we need a straw. Water bottle.
I have just straws.
I fully endorse the one that goes through both butt cheeks.
Lovely. Well, thank you for cluing us in on it. Now we know.
Now,
how did you find yourself using a bidet?
Was it for recreational purposes?
I don't know. There just happened to be one in the hotel, and I never tried one before.
I wouldn't even leave the hotel.
I was adventurous.
I would go out and eat a bunch of Indian food just so I could come back and use it.
I always wonder,
staying the bowl with curry.
Yeah.
What if you're too drunk?
Difference.
Yeah, stumble in and actually accidentally shit in the bidet.
Oh, man.
That would be terrible. You'd have to clean it out.
Well, there's got to be poop particles that go back even if you just use it after you've taken a shit.
I feel like there's probably a small drain that the poop particles can fit through, but like a giant poop.
Or what if you're on there and like the stimulation makes you shit a little bit more and you don't have to climb? There's probably a fix safe.
Funny enough, my friend that was really drunk tried to puke into a toilet, but it turned out to be the bidet. He was too drunk to tell the difference, so when he pressed the lever, it just shot right back in his face.
Oh my god.
I still want a bidet. None of these stories are turning me off at all.
It's a responsibility and a privilege.
With great responsibility.
Campion says he once shat in a bidet when he was 4 years old. He needs to call in and tell us the story.
Yeah, really.
646-929-1357. That's the number. We want to know about your bidet stuff here on the Metal Injection.
Are there
Live
any
Cast?
Like bidet websites that have customer service lines? We could probably call them. I don't know if they're open on Sunday nights, but there's got to be
some. Well, they're all in Europe, so
there's
got to
be some bidet porn sites.
No, but I
don't
want
to go that far.
This is like last week. We called J2 to find out about J1. We need to get them from the source. We need some information. Should we call J2 and ask them about the date?
Let's see. Let's see if this place has a number. Oh, question. There is a place. All right, we're going to put you on hold because there's this bidet service.
I don't think Darren would be into bidets.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like
I don't know.
Too frilly for him.
Anything that makes you more clean, I think Darren is on board with.
I wonder, did his beard come back yet?
How was it last week? Yeah. It's growing in. It's not what it once was, but it will be.
Oh, Darren.
On the road to recovery.
Let's go around the table and tell our favorite Darren.
Thank you for calling Brondell. We're sorry, but our office is now closed. Our normal business hours.
But day service place is closed on Sunday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, when else can you impulsively buy a bidet? All right. Well, that's good bidet talk.
Damn it.
646-929-1357. What were you saying about a landlord?
There's some Williamsburg Orthodox Jewish slumlord guy was kidnapped earlier this week, and then the other day his body was found burned in a gas station dumpster in Long Island.
Is it weird that I think that's kind of awesome?
I was going to ask the same question.
Because I
instantly heard that story. I'm like, he probably deserved it.
Wow.
Probably serves him right.
I have been hunting.
And notice we haven't seen Darren today.
Oh, no.
what's that
he's
all about?
He's in a safe house.
He's probably, maybe he's the Bat Jew. Maybe Darren is the Bat Jew.
Avenging all shiesty landlords and accountants.
That's not a two-bedroom. That's barely a one-bedroom.
It's not East Williamsburg.
Oh, my God. Those guys are, like, the most crooked landlords.
Guy had, like, a whole history.
Yeah. Well, one of them was showing an apartment, and we went to look, and it advertised three bedrooms. And, like, first of all, the apartment was dilapidated and disgusting. And the third so-called bedroom was just, like, you'd have to, like, push a twin-size bed in there. And that's all it would be.
I've seen apartments like that too, where I was questioning if even a twin bed could fit in that room because it was
sideways.
And they were like, "Yes, of course it fits. Yes." And
Borat was showing you an apartment.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Hard times for Sacha Baron Cohen.
I've been looking for an apartment in this area for a while now, and I started with the no fee apartments because I was like, "Well, let me try to find the cheapest thing possible." I quickly realized those no-fee apartments are all just like Hasidic landlords renting their shitty one-bedrooms that they lie to you and tell you it's like a two-bedroom just to get you in the door. And then it's barely even a one-bed. Like the one-bedroom can fit maybe a full bed, and then the other bedroom can't even fit a twin bed, I feel.
Yeah.
And this one guy was like, well, we have this one apartment. Here it is. And I'm like, oh, well, it's kind of small. Well, we have a bigger apartment. It's a little more expensive. I could show you. And I'm like, all right, sure. And there was still a tenant living in there, and he didn't even warn the tenant.
Oh.
And it was like Sunday at noon. And the guy was like, all right, take a look. And I was like,
so weird.
But that's how you met Dan.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Dan, you should come in and do the podcast tonight. No, and then he went to the other apartment, and she was like, you have to warn us. We just woke up. I do not want anybody in my apartment right now. And I was just like, you're right, I'm sorry. I'm going to go. You guys. And he was just like, no, I want to show the apartment. You got to get us ready.
One time when I was looking for the apartment I'm in now, I was just like, had the most hellish apartment hunt ever. I mean, it's never a pleasurable thing.
Yeah, it's impossible, especially in this area, because it's so competitive.
So bad. And so it is very competitive. And then, like, when I heard of something, I would just leave work to, like, rush to check out.
Yeah.
So one time I, like, had to check out this apartment, and it was, like, above a Chinese food restaurant. The Chinese food restaurant that I frequent often. So
yeah.
I was like, wow, convenient. But, no, so I went there, and I like went to see the broker, and she was like, here, just take the keys and go check it out yourself.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, all right. So like, she just gave me the keys. She explained like, you know, where it was. And I like went up there, and it was first of all, just really fucking sketchy. And like, she just told me, she's like, yeah, you go upstairs and then you turn around and then you open that door. And there were like two doors. So I was like, all right, well, let's see. And I opened one, and I walked in on this guy sleeping on his couch.
Oh.
And I was just like, close that. Close that, Megan.
You should have spooned him.
Can I live here?
Yeah.
Some people are into that. Your apartment comes with this dude.
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't understand.
It was like the guy from Half-Baked.
Was she charging you a broker fee for handing you over keys to go get?
Probably. I didn't check the apartment because it was so bad.
This apartment that I just got a new place and...
Mazel.
It's been a year and a half hunt for something decent, and I finally found something. But the broker I dealt with was possibly the dumbest person I've ever had to do any sort of business
That happens.
And I kept asking him these, you know, very standard questions that you would ask of somebody like when they're about to lease an apartment. And at one point he texted me like, oh, I'm really sorry. I hate being the middleman in this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally your only job. That's what I'm giving you your unearned fee for, is for being the middle. Oh, you don't want to be the middleman? I'll tell you what. Give me the landlord's contact info.
Yeah.
Don't take this bullshit fee that you're charging me.
Yeah, I dealt with like every sketchy broker in the oh, fuck.
Neighborhood?
I'm just, you know what? I'm just like overwhelmed. I just remembered one that like really fucked me over.
Oh my God, you're so traumatized.
I want to just, if I knew where he was, I would go beat the shit out of him.
Maybe
you would kidnap him, burn his body, and put him in a dumpster?
Is that the
Menachem
picture of him?
Stark.
Because that's not him. He was Jewish, but he was an Hasidic Jewish guy.
They all look the same.
The photo they have is amazing. He has one of those fur hats.
Yeah. You ever see those guys when it rains, they have like a special.
Like grandmas put
caps
on their couches.
Yeah, like a shower cap that goes over those hats.
Yeah.
And there's like a store that sells just that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what they sell at the Judaic.
It's a whole economy that they have set up of busy work to keep your clothing restrictions going.
Wow, they found his charred body in a dumpster. That's cruel.
In Great Neck, another Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah.
So at least they kept it kosher.
Yeah.
He has 7 children, so...
Slow.
Wow. I guess the Hasids really don't believe in contraception there.
This is news to you.
Yeah. But 7 children.
And I bet all those 7 children were a product of rape.
Wow.
Damn.
That was going
harsh.
I'm sorry. It's the truth.
She's Israeli. She's
I know we want to honor Darren's
legacy.
Of course, really. Of course.
I did it for Darren.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Stark was described as a family man, generous, nice. I bet.
Yeah. But then read like the next.
Yeah, read what the tenants.
That's like if you were to ask somebody who's like the worst person, what do you think of that person? Nice. Like if you didn't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
He was all right.
Generous.
He was okay.
He had a family.
Yeah, he was alive.
He
I used to see him.
He left behind a trail of angry tenants from more than a dozen properties. I believe it. And also known as a neighborhood ATM machine, dispensing of loans to those quick in need of cash.
He's a loan shark.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Well, that seems totally sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah. The other worst thing is showing up for an apartment viewing, not being told it's a six-floor walk-up.
Mm.
And then being told on top of that there is a fee after, like, the ad clears.
After you've climbed the stairs.
Yeah, after you've climbed the stairs. Well, what's funny is this one guy who after a while, like, I caught on to the fact that he's just a shyster, and I saved his phone in my contacts so that, like, if I see an apartment and I try to call the number and his phone number comes up, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even bothering because this is a lie. Because he would post fake pictures. Then you show up, and I've never dealt with this other than with a Jewish broker. He would have multiple people see the place at the same time.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so am I going to have to, like, fight these people?
Yeah, I know.
Like, how do we, if like three of us like the apartment, how do we decide who gets it?
Whoever's Jewish.
Well, the thing is, the apartments were all so shitty that, like, within seconds, everybody would leave and be oh, no, this is, no, I can't, no, no. And then he would be like, oh, and there's this fee. And
well, that just goes to show you what kind of landlord he would be.
Well, it's just the broker. It's not even the landlord.
Wait, so there's a fee just for looking at the place?
Oh, no, to rent it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, like, that wasn't in the ad. The fact that it was a six-floor walk-up wasn't in the ad. And then it's just like, oh, well, I don't want to deal with you anymore. And twice I got caught with this guy. After that, I was like, you know, no, I'm not even going to bother wasting my time.
So how did you find the place that you have now?
Well, there is this amazing site, padmapper.com.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
And you basically can set up filters as to, like, what you're looking for. And after, like, 3 months of, like, searching hardcore, I decided to just take a step back and not, like, I was like, look, I'll keep the alert. And
maybe
if
it'll find me, yeah.
Yeah, if there's something that I'm like, wow, this does, like, I am totally willing to check this out. And so on Christmas Day, I got an alert. I was like, oh, well, who other than me is even checking their email right now?
Yeah,
so I was like, I'll check this out. And then the next day I checked it out. And
nice.
I was like, yeah.
Fortuitous.
Do it. Yeah.
That's kind of how I found my place. It was like, if you can move in here, like, tomorrow, you know? And I was like, I can. I desperately need a place. Yeah. It was, like, on the 15th or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I, like, looked out. Can I tell you the weirdest story I had with apartment hunting? I, like, went to this one. I really needed an apartment. I was, like, about to have no place to live. And I went and saw this place on Park Slope. And it was nice. It was, like, right. You could see the park from the stoop, you know? And so I go in there, and the current tenant showed me around. And it wasn't, like, a great place. It was okay, but it wasn't great. But I was like, maybe I could make this work, you know? And I'm, like, looking around. I'm, like, sort of kicking the tires. I'm asking him all questions for a while, like a half an hour I'm in there. He was a nice guy, and he was telling me about it. And then he was like, all right, man, look, you know, you're the first person I showed the apartment to. I got one more guy coming in after you, but I'm just going to show it to him, but I'm going to tell him, you know, if he wants it, I'm going to tell him you took it. I'm like, cool. So I leave the apartment and I get on the train. And when I get off the train, I have a voicemail from him. So I like listen to it and he's like, look, man, you know, you were a really nice guy. I like you. And the guy who came in, he was kind of a dick, but, like, I'm going to give him the apartment. Like, he's not going to be there that much. And, like, you seem to really need a good place. And trust me, like, you can do better than this. I felt like I was getting dumped.
Wow.
He was just like, you can do better. Trust me.
It's not you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's me.
He was just like, you don't want to live here, man. I think you can do better. And I'm like, what the fuck? Do I call him? I'm like,
did he ask if you wanted to just be friends?
I called him. I'm like, what? You know, like, what's that all about? I thought I had the apartment. And he was just like, look, man, you know, you can find a better place. You can find a better place. And it was just like, it was like something he was hiding. Like, there was, like, a fucking infestation problem. He just wasn't telling me. And this went on for, like, 10 minutes. And I'm like, look, let me ask you this one last question. If you could have the chance to move into this apartment, knowing what you know about it now, would you move in? And he, like, took a long pause. And he was like, he was like, I would say that the proximity to the park is nice. And that's about where the positives of this apartment end. So there was some shady thing, like the landlord was shady or something. He just was not telling me. And it was like he was looking out for me. And I believe that he was. But it was, I don't know, it was fucking weird. It was really weird.
If you're that
guy, call in, please. I'd love to know what happened with that apartment.
I feel like, yeah, you made the good move listening to him.
Yeah. But now I'm at a nice apartment. So.
Yeah. It's good to know. Good to know.
Next week we'll do the show from there.
Yeah. We can do it in my apartment. I better do it now because it gets real hot in the summer.
Get an air conditioner.
I have it, but it's a railroad apartment. It's hard to cool the whole thing down.
All right.
Sid will just fan you off.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
That's why you need the two air conditioners so you have them at both ends. Getting a little breeze going.
It's hard. It's real
hard. Or get a fan at the other end to just push the air back.
It's a long apartment. It's hard. It's real hard.
You said both
ends. Everybody? And then I said it's hard. is this his first show back since Christmas or no?
No, it was last week.
Oh, yeah, no, we
since the new year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our first show.
Well, how was everybody's new year then?
I went to see Clutch on New Year.
Okay.
It was so much fun because it was like 2 blocks away.
Where
was
it?
Musical?
Yeah.
How were the opening acts?
I saw CKY open for Clutch once. That was the only time I've ever seen Clutch.
I saw them open for Guns N' Roses.
Okay. But it was good?
CKY, not Clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, CKY, not Clutch.
I think I was at that show. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
In like 2001?
Yeah, something like that. Axl wore lots of different sports jerseys.
And Buckethead was in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fourth row.
I was not.
And I snuck in backstage.
What?
Because I worked in a health food store, and one of the nutritionists was having an affair or something with the head of security at Madison Square.
I was going to say, what perks comes with me working at a health food store?
She was Axl's personal nutritionist.
It was actually, it was Janet.
Robin. Yeah, yeah, no, I remember. Yeah,
she's also a psychic.
She's crazy.
What?
She was crazy. I think we've talked about her on the show before. Like, Noah got me a job in the loosest term, a gig maybe, of like going to her house and photoshopping like event invites, because her whole scam was that she would do like parties where like these rich
psychic
women,
fairs.
Yeah, like these rich women would show up and she would like read their horoscopes and whatever.
Do
so
seances
she'd,
and
yeah.
All that.
So like when I met her, the first day that I met her, she was like, I just want you to know that I read minds and I probably know what you're thinking. So just to put it out there, you know,
how old, like, is she older than
she
you?
She was, yeah, she's like an old lady, like
she's like in her 60s.
Yeah. 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 And I was just like, oh, so like it. You should have not talked for the rest of the time. Like, I kind of believed it for a second. I was like, oh, I can't think anything bad. I don't want to.
Did you say, well, like, then what am I thinking right now?
Was it like the Twilight Zone boy, you know, when they're like, when he can read minds and he can send you to the cornfields and you just like think positive thoughts the whole time?
I didn't know what. I was just like, look, this woman's paying me.
Yeah, right.
I will do whatever. I don't care.
Did you fuck her?
No, oh, she was gross.
She had this house because I used to do stuff like after work, like I would help her organize.
Did you fuck her?
No. And
Sid, are you
going to
ask me or not?
Well, when you tell your story about it, I'll interrupt as well.
So she was basically a hoarder. And
oh,
like,
yeah, I remember her place was a mess.
Every so often, like, a cat would pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Alive?
Yeah,
that's good.
I love when you watch those hoarding shows and there's always like so many dead cats.
Oh, that's
them.
So disturbing. Or like dead rats.
So gross.
But the best part about that job, though, is that she would watch The Simpsons in the other room. So I didn't even watch it.
But you knew.
But like just hearing it made it go by so much faster because like I knew the jokes coming up. And it was.
And so did she, even though she'd never seen it before. Had that in common.
Totally.
I was actually talking to Marina about the jobs that we had together, and do you remember when we worked for that fabric designer?
Oh, that you really like nailed it with getting me like Photoshop gigs. Just like, oh, this guy I'm working with. Noah would have the oddest jobs, and they would always need someone to do graphics for them, and that's when I would come in. But yeah, that guy was weird.
So it was basically this guy that worked in, like, the fashion industry.
I would ask if you fucked him, but clearly the answer is no.
Hold on a second. So he was a fabric designer, and he was very flamboyant, uh-huh. but he had a wife, three daughters, and a dog. And
the dog is all right.
A girl dog.
Okay.
So every day he would go home, whatever. So Rob was helping him design a website or something, and one day I go into the office and Rob goes, "Hey Noah, take a look at this." And you know how you can see the history of what people browse, like if you click that arrow? Rob clicks it and it's like teen porn, like boy on boy action.
Yeah, someone did not know about the history function on their Safari.
Lord.
The weird thing was that it was Rob's laptop.
No, it was his personal computer that I was working on, because he was like, "Oh, I remember what I was doing. I was teaching him how to do touch-ups and like photo restoration, because his whole thing was that he was gonna like scan in these old photos.
Oh yeah, and turn them into fabric.
And turn them into that he would like sell for outrageous prices. So he would need to touch like because he would blow up these like magazine scans into like giant pieces, and then you'd want to touch it up so it's not as pixelated. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was just in there forever, and then I don't know why I went in the browser, and I was like, "Oh, mm-hmm. hey!"
You should have touched one of those up and made a blanket out of whatever.
I should have dumped one of those photos in his like folder.
Blackmail.
No, but again, he paid me. So
what was his name? Is he famous now?
Was his name also Robert?
Rob. Yeah.
Last name.
Was it Pasbani?
Let's out this guy right now on the podcast.
No, he was a nice guy.
So then Rob and I worked together there, and now we work at Sirius together.
Yeah. Cool. Team friendship.
Right.
I did a show for Sirius the other day. It was cool. I didn't go there, though. I like when I get to go there because I get to have free like
soda and pretzels.
Snapples and stuff, yeah.
Everyone loves
Pretzel. We don't have free Snapple in my office. We have like
a Snapple.
We don't have Snapple.
I'm pretty sure you had
Snapple. Not free. Yeah, you
just stole some good Snapple.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but you had a bunch of sodas. We have like Red Bull and soda and water at work.
They do keep the soda thing stocked, which is nice.
Yeah.
And they have like four different types of coffee that you could have, which
we have a bunch of coffees. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a vending machine where the music programming office is, where they have Snapple.
Mm-hmm.
And it also like there's also like cheeseburgers in the vending machine and like like fried fish sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't know who like
and like White Castle sandwiches.
You have to be
fish
there.
From a vending machine.
Yeah. Or even a burger or like a roast beef from
and
a vending machine.
And is it even refrigerated in there?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Because anytime I get like if I get like a bag of Doritos or even like
it's
a candy
cold.
Bar, it's cold. But yeah.
Then there's that one vending machine that just has baggies of Cousin Brucey's chest hair. It's weird.
Yeah, that's in Brucey's office, though. That's not out in the public office.
Yuck. I don't know. And like,
I'd buy one just to say I have it.
The Brucey hair?
Yeah, if it's reasonably priced, why not?
Oh, I thought you meant the fish sandwich.
No. Unless it came with like tartar sauce.
There are some things that I won't even like. I will eat almost anything, but I won't like. White Castle has those like clam sandwiches.
No,
I won't go there.
I like their fish strips or whatever.
That won't do fish.
I'll go.
White Castle.
Sure.
Okay.
The best are their chicken rings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chicken rings are
Lord, yes.
The ranch chicken rings.
If they delivered, we would have a problem.
Oh my God! There's one not too far from here.
I know.
Oh well, it's always a trek. I'm like. Well, am I going to hate myself tonight? Yes.
But most places
you know
have
what?
Like a $10 delivery minimum, so you'd have to order 60 sandwiches.
It's like a mile from me.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, well, a mile there and a mile back. I've earned it.
Yeah.
El Dudorito in the chat says, wish Darren was here. He's the only one that reads comments in the chat.
Well, there goes that statement. You just read a comment in the chat.
Well,
he would read
that
it
was
like
for
this.
Darren.
I wish Darren was here. He's the only one who reads comments in the chat.
Is Darren in the chat?
Darren is not in the chat. I DM'd him. He said he's feeling horrible.
Poor guy.
Poor fella.
Too horrible to even listen.
So do we want to talk about what happened to Darren? Why he's not here?
He was in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And he's sick
and
now,
all of
he
a
said.
Sudden, he's mysteriously... Yeah.
He's been poisoned because he owed the mob some money after gambling.
Or maybe the mob owed him money and didn't want to pay up. so they poisoned him so he wouldn't have to pay.
They or maybe it's like the hangover where like his three buddies are trying to find him and he's on the roof right now.
His three buddies are here.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not doing
so
good
we should
job
try to
find
him.
We're terrible friends.
Podcast
we need
over.
We need the Asian guy. We need a Mike
Noah's
Tyson
out.
And a tiger.
If there's an Asian guy, then Noah's out. Search party minus one.
It depends which part of Asia he's from.
What's an okay part of Asia for you, Noah?
North Korea.
Japan. Japanese are okay in my book.
But that's it?
Just not the Chinese.
Wow.
It's just the Chinese. You're okay with Koreans?
Yeah.
Okay, Cambodians?
Yes. They suffered just like Jewish people.
Swedish.
What was their genocide?
I don't know if that's Asian, but Swedish.
That's not at all Asian.
I'm bad with geography.
What was that Filipino accent you just did, by the way, Rob?
I was saying a Pino? A Filipino?
Is that how they talk?
I don't know. I'm not talking.
Why'd you just invented an accent? I like that.
This is how I talk, Sid.
Invent some more accents.
Pinapino. No, that's the that's the guy from last week with the voice box. I don't know. I can't just do it on command. I need to.
If Darren was here, he would do a great Filipino voice.
Yeah. I asked him if he could call in. He said it hurts to talk. Maybe they gave Darren a voice box.
Could
you know?
He call in and just put his phone to his computer speaker and play drops for us?
I'm not going to.
We could talk to him in Shlomo
really
drops.
Good at, he's really good at just finding that just perfect sound.
Yeah. It's like a hole in our heart this week.
Tell us, call in and tell us your favorite memories of Darren.
Yeah. Yeah.
646.
What's your favorite Darren story?
929-1357.
Because, I mean, he's really sick. Odds are he's going to make it, but he might die from this. Let's do the retrospective in advance.
Do you miss Darren or have a type of Asian person that you don't like? Call in. Hey, guys, I watched like 10 episodes of that show this week.
The New Girl? I like that show.
I got
yeah.
you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're in agreement. Cool. I was embarrassed.
What is it about?
Like, Zooey Deschanel, like, moves in with, like, three guys. And
she's the least interesting part of the show.
It's true. Well, I feel like as the show progresses, she becomes much more bearable.
Yeah, but still, like, as far as what makes the show funny,
yeah.
she's the least involved in
if
that part.
If you guys watch, if anybody watches it and knows that character, Nick, he looks a lot like my friend Brendan. You can look him up on Twitter. He's at Bad Sandwich. He looks just like him. It's hilarious. Ever since I realized that, I can't take the show seriously. Like, people have said that, but then I started watching it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
And that guy's the funniest guy on the show, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, no,
I
like how
I watched it, like, from the beginning, and what I really liked was how, by this literally the second episode, they swapped black guys and just assumed nobody
would. Well, because the Damon Wayans Jr. went to be on Happy Endings.
Right, right.
But now
right.
he's back on the show.
Yeah, I heard. I haven't gotten that far. I'm only about
spoiler 10 alert.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good. I also watched, this break was amazing for just catching up on TV.
Same.
I watched the whole last season of Eastbound and Down.
Which is one of the
so
best
good.
Things I've ever
it
been on television.
It is. I am really critical of, like, last episode. I wasn't even crazy about the Breaking Bad last episode, but I really liked the fucking Eastbound.
Other than Breaking Bad, it was my favorite thing
it
on TV.
It was really a good ending. I love the favorite line. Like, I could not take it. It was, like, the running theme of like him being like, we need some more room for the Fiexons.
You
come back here and clean up these fucking Fiexons.
Yeah. Don't you talk bad about my Fiexons.
Oh, we're going to have lots of Fiexons. We're going to have so many fucking Fiexons.
How many takes are they have to do to not just lose
and you know
shit?
They just thought of that on, you know, that was an improv.
Yeah.
We
have
so
it's a good show to get into. And it's only four seasons,
four,
right? Six
did,
episodes? Or no, eight short. Episodes.
They did it right, man. I like when shows just, like, can go out like that.
I feel
know,
like for
know?
The last 3 years, though, every final episode seemed like the series finale.
Well, because it could have been.
Yeah.
That first season, I remember watching it. I don't remember ever wanting to see a new season so badly. Like, when it ended, I was like, I desperately want the second season to start.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's a funny show.
So many fucking.
I feel like you have to like Danny McBride's delivery though to stand that show.
Which I do.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I personally I think it's great. But
who doesn't like?
But
that
last season, especially that last episode, just got so bonkers. That last episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was
weird.
The perfect way to
it
end
was
that
so
show.
Good.
No other way.
Oh, it was so funny.
It's magnificent.
Curious about that new animated show that they're doing.
Chosen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With Bobby Moynihan.
Hey, what kind of like did some asshole like. Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or somebody like come down on that show, because I didn't even hear about it, and then I saw like a tweet about it, like you know, like when it's like a sponsored tweet and he's like chosen, and it was like a YouTube clip that was like 10 seconds long, and then I like looked and it had all these responses, like, you know, like really weird, like, this is the kind of filth that's on TV, this is going to burn in hell, this is like anti, you know, like this.
Oh, well, the reason, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's about a, I think he's white, like a white gay rapper.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. I don't know, maybe I'm just not offended, but people were really like, this is not what should happen in God's America and shit like that. You know, when you get those comments, like, weirdly patriotic / religious, you know?
These are people that clearly haven't seen anything else on FX.
Right.
Because...
But I feel like somebody must have dug into it, you know, that's like a tastemaker for conservatives. It's like, this show, we gotta boycott this show.
A hate maker. That's what Fox News, we're the hate makers.
If Sean Hannity's listening and he wants to call in, I will challenge him to a fight. I will fight Sean Hannity if he's calling, if he wants to.
Sean Hannity is pretty bad. Who's my least favorite of these?
That, what's her name? That sack of shit cunt. What's her name?
Megyn Kelly?
Yeah, no, wait. No. Gretchen Carlson, I think I hate more.
Oh, I can't stand her face.
She's just when she's outraged about something, I'm like, get a fucking life. The funniest one was, and I wouldn't have seen it if it wasn't for God Bless Jon Stewart, but when she was outraged about somebody put up a Festivus poll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you call my kids and explain why when I take them to see the Christmas tree, why we have to look past a Festivus pole. It's like, is that the worst thing your kids are exposed to? Like, that they see a pole in front of a giant, massive nativity scene? Like,
that's good. When I go to Sirius, it's right across from the Fox News building,
Which I've been.
And there's like the every window is like there.
Just headshots.
And I just want to, like,
jack off onto it.
There's always a scroll, and, like, if you really start looking, there's so many, like, misspellings on it.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say, like, subtle messages, like, vote Republican.
Vote Quimby.
Did you know that, Roger Ailes' office is in the corner of that building, and it's, like, he had it specially bomb-proofed. And he has, like, a guard that stands outside the door at all times. Like, he's just incredibly afraid of Islamic terrorists that are going to, like, bomb him or whatever.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I would if I had the means. I don't discourage it.
But why would they ever bomb him, though? He's, like, one of their best recruiting tools.
Yeah, right?
Keep that guy
true.
Going.
True. Yeah.
If Roger Ailes is listening.
Give us a call, Rog.
We'll also fight you.
Tell us about your experience with bidets. 646-929.
He calls them freedom toilets.
If I had the choice of bomb-proofing my windows or getting a bidet, I'd have to go with a bidet.
What about a bomb-proof bidet?
Which I need.
You never know. You could be on the toilet and then a terrorist tries to come in and ruin your pooping party.
You know what's? I really. This is going to sound terrible, right? And I really hate to say this, but I'm not. I don't want to single this out in like any tragedy, but just taking 9/11 as an example. You know, so many people were probably in like the middle of a meeting or on a call or whatever, and the plane like hit their poor building. But there was somebody taking a shit.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you just got to think about that. Like, and I think about that a lot when I'm on the toilet. I'm like, man, if
this was my last shit.
Yeah. I never
thought of that.
There was someone who like dropped. Like the first squirt, like as the plane hit, and thought, "Wait, was that me?" Damn!
Oh. Like in the other building, and they were in the other tower.
Oh, I felt the
no more Indian food for me. Oh, I don't.
This I think is even worse than what we were joking about last week. But let's roll with it.
No, I don't know if that. No, I think
no,
last week was worse.
All right. We found last week those commercials, those anti-smoking commercials with the Latino
with the
voice box
guy in the water
talking,
anymore.
Yeah, who?
Darren was here. He would make the impression.
We did like a 45-minute riff goofing on that guy.
Oh, I thought you meant the anti. I don't know why, but I thought you meant the anti-drug commercials from the like 90s. It was like,
where did you get this? He's like, I learned it from watching you.
Oh yeah.
I learned it from watching you.
That's one of my all-time favorites.
That one, the one where...
Brain on drugs?
Yeah.
Well, that I thought was a good one. Like,
remember the ones where it was like,
where it was like, what's her problem? It's like, oh, she's on the pot. And it was like,
yeah, and she's melted.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite because it's like, oh, if that's what it makes me do, yeah, I want to get fucking high. Yeah, don't be such a party pooper.
I
want to
be a puddle on my buddy's couch.
Yeah, stop harshing my mellow, bitch. I'm a puddle. But this was a commercial we were laughing about last
time.
I'm listening. Growing up, for a good thing was
Yeah, we don't have to listen to the whole one because
yes,
we don't want to make it a thing. But
good those stuff. Are bad.
All right, let's do a music break. And when we come back, we are going to be playing one of our favorite games that we haven't done in a while.
What? I didn't know about that.
Thrash It or Trash It. The way it goes, Dan, is a listener will either call in or put an unsigned band in the chat room.
Okay.
And then we will harshly judge it.
Oh, this is what I do for a living.
Live on the air. So
I feel like this is the one thing I'm equipped to do. And ask Simpsons trivia questions and judge bands harshly. Let's do this.
Excellent.
You can throw away my, what is it, trash or?
Thrash
it or
okay,
trash
you
it.
Okay, you can throw away my thrash one because I shan't be needing it.
Yeah. It's just or trash it for you.
Yeah, right. Okay. But I'll do it very cleverly, I promise.
Excellent. All right, we're going to kick things off. I did a blog post earlier this week. Great link bait, if I can say so myself.
Is it the Henry Rollins toy?
No, it's the album celebrating their 10th anniversary in 2014, a nice nostalgia post. So here's a few songs from albums that came out 10 years ago, because Metal Injection, celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Oh, hell yeah.
10-year-old baby.
Let's kick it off with Lamb of God, with my favorite Lamb of God song ever, The Faded Line.
Faded line, cause it's all the time. Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're getting your fix of Metal Injection Radio. Cry our eyes
While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah. This is Shlomo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
So much drama in the LBC. It's kinda hard being Chuck BLAND. You niggas are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. You heard?
I know you're here on one. You struggle with fame. And all it takes, everything that you have to face the day. The first to do with that, I'm breathing eternal pain. All you have is just now. More life you can obtain. All your heroes have failed you. It's a try to prevail. Cause the only real truth in your life that you know is hostility.
This is Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now, here's the show.
Hour number two is in full effect of the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh, yeah.
We're here without Darren, but with Dan Ozzie from Noisy. We're about to get real.
So real.
Darren will always be here. I have the plug that he usually puts in his computer for sound effects. I still have it in the board in his memory and honor.
We have like a blow-up doll sitting in his seat.
And well, it's like
we've drawn a beard on him.
Actually, I'm sitting in the spot where Darren usually sits, and when Noah told me that he offered me that spot, I was like, is Darren going to be okay with that? And she's like, but he's not coming. And I was like, yeah, I know, but still, is he going to be okay with that?
He better be.
Sorry,
you're
Dan.
Sitting in a different chair, though.
That's not the point, I don't think. I think it's just the
your
aura of the area.
Oh.
I hope I haven't fouled it. More than
he'll
usual.
He'll just put a circle of salt next week when he comes back.
Light
his
it
chair.
On fire.
So very shortly, we're going to be playing Thrash It or Trash It, where we check out your unsigned band and give you a live over-the-air critique. Or maybe we like it. So if you want to participate, the best way to do it is call us up, 646.
Well, first, start a band.
Well, if you're in a band, yeah. You got to be in the band.
Right. No fictional bands. We won't tolerate that shit.
Or if your friend is in a band and you want us to review it.
Oh, that's even
band.
Better because then no. We don't feel bad for trashing it.
Well, I never
I don't.
Bad.
Yeah, me neither.
The best way to do it is call us up, 646-929-1357. If you're a total vagina.
Oh, wait, Dan, what? We have a question.
Oh, go on.
Can I call in a Thrash It or Trash It and give Dan a Simpsons trivia question?
Oh,
I yes. wasn't sure.
Yes, I think that works.
Dan would love that.
And, yeah, that way, or if you're being of China, you can also post your band link in the chat.
Hold on. Can I say one thing before they hit me up? This is a trivia question. More than happy to take it. I don't know how well I'll do. I'm pretty good, but I won't answer anything past season 11. And I don't want to answer anything about, like, numbers or colors or anything like that. I don't ask anything about numbers. It's not fair.
And also, if any of us guess the answer correctly, we do not play your band. So, there you go. Ask questions at your own risk.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I'd love that, whoever that is.
Challenge.
So call us up, 646-929-1357.
Can people not do it via the chat or no?
They can. They okay. can post the link in the chat. But we prefer some direct.
Or, yeah. Guys, I'm at Dan OZZI if you want to tweet me to. Somebody did while we were on the music break.
What was his name?
The band name is called Desolate Rage.
Isn't that the new Hobbit movie? Anyone? Anyone?
I wish Darren were here to play a bomb.
Oh,
like
scary.
A tumbleweed. He's got tumbleweed.wave lined up for Dave.
We have a caller. Oh, wait. We're going to do Dan's request.
Oh,
first,
sure.
Right?
Oh, the tweet guy?
Yeah.
One second. Let me just get this little sound effect going.
It's right. Rob, don't take over Darren's job. You just can't do it.
Hold
like
on. Hold on.
Don't even bother.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Wow, that was sexy.
There we go. Welcome to Thrash It or Trash It, where we decide whether we like your band or not. Oh, and I should say that if somehow, by some miracle, all four of us thrash your band.
Oh, is this like American Idol?
Yes. You will move on to Los Angeles. No, no, no. You'll get a free CD.
Noah is Paul Abdul, clearly.
I don't want to be Paul Abdul.
You want to be Helen?
You guys, you got so much talent.
I'll be Randy. Sid, you're Ryan Seacrest.
That makes me Simon.
There's no way I'm Ryan Seacrest. Come on. Noah's Ryan Seacrest.
Do you
want to
play
anything.
This game or not?
Yeah. Right.
I was Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, that's right.
We did a metal parody of that. That's available on YouTube. Check it out. All right, so Desolate Rage The first band, they tweeted a dance, so that's a good way to get ahead. Now, their website looks like it was built in 1997.
I like that, though. Dillinger 4 still has a GeoCity site and is one of my favorite bands of all time, so I'm not holding that against them.
Do they update it?
I don't think
they have. They have the Nemesis LP and then the Condemned EP. Now, there are 5 tracks up for sampling. Which one do we play?
Want to say they look like they could beat me up, so I'm going to be a little bit nicer than I normally would. I'm looking at the photo.
They've had their share of White Castle, let's just say that. Lies and Deceit, No Way Out, Contradiction, SCI, or Skin? Which one do we play?
No Way Out.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait, can I just read? I'm just real quick going to read their bio.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
A thrash metal band offering a violent... First of all, their grammatical and punctuation is very good, so I appreciate that. A thrash metal band offering a violent, explosive sound... Oh, no, wait, see, there shouldn't be a comment there. On the metal scene, harsh / melodic vocals and thrashing guitars all serve a back-to-basis aesthetic. Okay, I'm just going to start off the bat and critique your bio. You said thrash twice.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need thrash 2 times.
A thrash band with a thrash guitar.
Yeah, all right. Well, but go ahead.
Makes sense.
All right.
Where are they from?
Toronto.
Oh.
There we go. Jan knows everything about...
Twitter bio says a lot. You'll learn a lot from a Twitter bio.
Just contact their booking agent, Dan Ozzie.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear No Way Out by Desolate Rage.
Okay, they're thrashing. They have thrashing guitars. Lots of thrashing going on here.
The drums sound awful.
This doesn't sound like thrash at all.
I wait till the vocals kick in, and that's when I make my decision.
This sounds like new thrash.
Yeah. Pretend thrash.
It's definitely not speed metal.
Yeah, it's not fast enough to be thrash.
Yeah.
That's because they had a lot of White Castle,
this
right?
This part's a little thrashy.
I'm into it.
Okay, the Scott Weiland vocal through the megaphone.
Yeah. Darren's doing a little. This is Darren doing a little dance.
There's a two-step in there. Okay, it's getting a little. This drum
is
awful.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd listen to it personally. It's my thing.
All right, well, let's kick it off. Dan Ozzie, do you thrash it or trash it, and why?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna trash it just because I know I wouldn't listen to it. They seem like nice guys that they tweeted at me. It's not my thing personally, which is why I'm trashing it.
Mm-hmm. And then Noah.
Paula.
So earlier this week...
Just give us a life story.
Do you trash it or thrash it?
No. I'm trying to put my opinion in, you know, like I'm trying to...
Oh, okay.
Context.
To tell you something.
Yeah.
So earlier this week, I had to stop wearing earplugs because my left ear was hurting. Mm-hmm. And I was worried that I would damage my hearing. And... You know, I was so concerned, but now I really wish that I did damage my hearing so I wouldn't have to listen to this.
So
I definitely trash. But thank you for tweeting at Dan.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
Thanks,
and that's about it.
All right, that was Desolate Rage. So my turn now. I definitely trash it. And I have a sound effect for that. I don't have the buzz, but
we didn't get any sound effect.
I just found it, so it's a work in progress here. There, I did 3 trashes. Because the recording of it sounded terrible. The music was not good. It wasn't bad, but I'm never going to listen to it otherwise.
Right.
But,
unless you're forced to listen to it.
But really, I feel like if the drums were better, it might have made it a mild thrash, but the drums killed it from ruined it.
And
the vocals weren't bad, actually.
Sid, do you fillet it or bidet it?
Which one of those is good or which one is
bidet
bad?
Bidet it is good, fillet it is bad.
Then I fillet it. it sounds like...
Then we played a bidet song. With
Come on, Rob.
Wait, fillet, you liked it?
No.
Fillet is good.
You said fillet
no,
was good.
Oh, right, my mistake. I don't know.
Wait, I
let's stick with
whichever one is the bad one is what I do. Yeah, there you go. It's just nothing at all original. I hear stuff, and I don't know if it's just metal especially, is a big fan of derivative stuff where it's like there's nothing, you're not adding anything to the conversation. What's the point? Why?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm off. I get that.
It's just, I don't know. It seems like a waste of time. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Technically, it sounded all right for what it was, but it just.
What, do we got any other bands?
We have some callers, by the way. 646-929-1357. We're playing Thrash It or Trash It. If you want us to review your band, call us up or leave a link in the chat. 801, you're on Thrash It or Trash It.
Hey guys, it's Eggers, and I'm the one who has a question for
Dan. Bring it on, Eggers.
All right. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
In the episodes Bart Friends Falls in Love, what tape did Marge receive after ordering Dr. Marvin Monroe's subliminal weight loss tape?
She received the Vocabulary Builder tape, right?
Yeah, you're correct. But can you name all the other types of tapes Marge could have ordered when she called in and the one she had a daydream sequence about?
Yeah, you can order the Vocab Builder. You can order weight loss. You can order hostage negotiation, right? Then that's the one she had a daydream about.
You're missing two.
I'm missing two. In my defense, at my trivia, we do name two. Like, it's always a name two. So I feel like I've passed, but... Let me see what else. A hostage negotiation, vocabulary, weight loss. The other two are going to kill me. Hold on. Give me one second. I don't know. What are the other two?
Stop smoking and learn the state capitals.
Right. I love that part when he's like, Homer, have you been eating more? He's like, or have you been eating less? Lamentably, no, sweet Marge. My gastronomic rapacity knows no satiety. This is like my favorite line.
I also love when Marge is talking to Homer. It's like, oh no, Homer, I love you just the way she is. And then she quickly turns to Lisa. It's like, what's the number of that weight loss tape?
Give me the number for the tape. Yeah, that is great. Thank you. That was a great question.
All right, what's your...
Oh, that, or did you...
All right, the band I am going to do is... the band's called I Am Burning, and the Bandcamp is youraccident.bandcamp.com/track/I-am-burning.
Comma
and
zero?
I picked one... I picked,
okay, I got
and
it.
And I picked this song because it's got probably some of the worst lyrics I've ever seen on this
Bandcamp page.
Oh, no. I just checked out Bandcamp to find a band that probably sucked.
Okay. Well, then good. Because I felt bad if it was going to be your band.
So
trashy,
No.
Don't. Just okay. Staring at them. This is a Russian Progressive Gent Federation Corps. Whatever that means.
What is Federation Corps?
You're Russian.
I guess we're going to find out your accident.
Let's do it.
Oh!
Awesome already.
I love that intro.
The wall of sound.
Now this is more thrashy than that other band. Oh, these vocals. Right.
Thank you.
Oh wait.
Whoa, remix,
I thought you
remix.
Did that.
You almost shut it off a second too soon.
All right. Well, we'll start with Noah this time.
Yeah, it's a wall of sound that's not thick enough for me not to hear anything when this band is playing, so I wish that you would stop playing it because I trash it.
It sounds like a fat guy eating a sub. A fat guy talking while eating a meatball here.
Do they have subs in Russia?
Yeah. In Russia, sub eat you. Yeah. But I liked your Simpsons question, Eggers. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was terrible. The music had potential maybe for like a second.
It was all on top of each other. You
yeah,
make
there was no
out.
Way. There was nothing. Yeah.
I just wish that people would look for bands that we would actually enjoy listening to,
yeah.
rather than bands that
some of
suck.
Us don't enjoy listening to any bands. Okay. Not
true. Well,
but no
bands
that would be on here.
I definitely did not like it. The vocals, like you said, Dan, sounded like somebody eating a sandwich.
Which so, usually you're into.
I don't like hearing. I like eating a sandwich. I don't like hearing.
I really just like sat at a table with a fat guy eating a sub, and they're trying to talk like.
Some of us have been
like,
a fat guy.
And they're like out of breath, like like that kind of thing. That's what it sounds
like.
It,
so yeah, that's a trash it from me.
It's a mess. And the vocals sounded like it sounded like they were playing tracks from different albums.
You know,
like
well,
the music was one band,
like,
and the vocals
a lot
was some
of those
other
bands.
Band.
Their thing, or like. I guess, like, in this realm, what those kinds of bands think, like, oh, here's what's going to set us apart. We're going to have, like, the craziest timing changes, and just we're just going to mess you up. Yeah. Like, but why? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, that remix thing was all weird, but, like, who cares?
It's just doing something for the sake of doing it, just so it's in your song.
I didn't like it. I trash it. I didn't care.
Yeah. There you go.
I bit fillet it.
I wouldn't buy it at the vending machine at Sears. I'll just say that.
You'd rather have the fish sandwich?
No, I wouldn't. Wait.
You'd rather have the fish sandwich than buy this?
I just.
Yeah, right?
Right, but aren't we saying the filet is the trash?
Yeah, but that's how bad this is, that you'd still rather have the fish sandwich.
I think we have Eggers back on the line.
Hey, Eggers. No, back for more Simpsons trivia.
No, I'm not back for more Simpsons trivia. I kind of was posted to this band because, dude, specifically the lyrics of the song makes it just a whole nother level of shitty. I mean,
like
you guys want me – I was asking if you guys could read it off, but you want me to just read it off?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, it starts off with, I'm burning inside of me. Not even like, I'm burning inside of me. I think you should say, this is burning inside of me. I'm burning inside of me. I'm dying in a fire every time and everywhere. Like a phoenix does before the rising from the ashes. I don't know how much I can bear.
This
taking
sounds like
all
a
of them on
song.
Or a Diaryland entry.
Taking all of them on my own. I'm bleeding or dying now. I'm either bleeding or dying. Because the world was rotten.
Well, it's one of those things that makes more sense in Russian than it does in English.
Right, yeah, I'm sure.
It's sort of like
I think it's in English. Like, if you listen back to it again, I think it's in English.
We are not going to listen
to it. And the thing is, regardless if they're a Russian band, maybe they should just write fucking lyrics for a language they understand.
It really does sound like a cab driver trying to sing a song, those lyrics. I am in love with bleeding or dying. Bleeding or dying is my favorite.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got another one in the chat this time. By the way, if you want your band to be played on Thrash It or Trash It, all you got to do is give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Thrash It or Trash It.
I really like this clip.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right.
Have we ever given consideration to thrashing or trashing other stuff besides songs?
Like what?
Like anything they want.
Someone would have sent us their script.
Link us to whatever. Link us to a nude of your ex-girlfriend.
I would like,
whatever.
I would
dick
like.
Pics.
You know what I would like?
Right.
If somebody would call in and pitch us the idea for their screenplay.
Sure.
That would be great.
Anything. Yeah. I'm putting out this challenge to the people in the chat, people listening.
Doesn't have
anything
to be a song.
Anything you
anymore.
Want
yeah.
our opinion on. Call in,
your
link Rob,
project.
Whatever
send
it is.
Send a dick pic and Noah will tell you what
no.
you think.
Yeah, this is your chance.
If you are that guy
well,
with
I'll tell you.
Hey,
you
know who we should get on this cast? The guy with the two dicks.
Oh,
oh my God. That thread was amazing.
I said it was like the first. It was my first day back at work, and I sent it to my coworker who sits right across from me, and I just watched her face in horror. She just made this face.
And then amusement and delight.
She's very, very open.
If you have two dicks, call in, and we'll thrash or trash. We can thrash and trash your cock. We'll be like, your left one is good, but we're going to trash the...
We're both caught, uncut, one in one.
Both were uncut.
If I had two dicks, I'd have one in one. Just, you know.
What's your preference, baby?
Something for everybody. Why not?
It's like,
pierce one.
Cover all your bases.
Trim the pubes over one, but not the other.
He had a favorite, I believe, his right one.
Yeah,
was his favorite.
That would be my favorite, too, if I had two dicks.
Do you ever try to tie him in a knot?
No, but
I don't know if anybody
he didn't say that, but he did say he double penetrated a girl. And Or multiple girls.
Would he rubber band his dicks together and make a giant
like
dick?
Like a lobster claw.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the best all-time Reddit threads.
Oh, for sure.
And also just
and actually,
because
I
his
found out about it because of you, your tweet.
Yeah,
I read
yeah.
your tweet
too.
And I passed it around at
Thanks,
work.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob has an alert set up.
I've
finally Google alert. My
apartment and then this. What a great week for you.
Dickmapper.com.
I fall asleep to put by browsing Reddit. And this was the coincidentally
bless you for tweeting.
The last thing I read before falling asleep.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'm saving this. I have to let the world know.
Yeah.
I feel so educated, one, that this actually exists.
We had a two-day week at work, but it was dominated most of the 2 days.
Very eventful.
Yeah.
2 days, two dicks.
Yeah. 1 day was each dick.
Yeah. But yeah, diphtheria, 1 in 100 chance that that
That's
happens.
It?
Or
1,000?
1,000.
That seems a lot.
1 in 1,000 seems...
That's a lot.
Hold on, let me look it up.
And then we were Googling like four balls. We Googled two butts because I really wanted to see two butts.
Does that exist?
I didn't see anything for two butts.
I mean, I could show you my butt, but...
Oh, yeah, no. Rob has a third. It's three butts.
Three butts?
Any progress on
How
that?
How is it a third butt?
It's swollen. I fell.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I heard.
No, it's a little less swollen. It's not. It's coming around.
Are you still icing it?
Not really, but...
Do you need help icing it? Or...
yeah.
Wouldn't hurt.
If the guy with two dicks is available, has a nice pack.
Oh, it occurs... Sorry, I was totally off. It occurs in 1 in 5.5 million men.
Yeah, what?
Slightly more than...
Slightly more than 1 in 1,000, yeah. Or, I guess. 1 in 5.5 million. Okay, that's a little more rational.
Wait, for each dick, or is it really 2.25 million?
No, the the occurrence of diphtheria.
Right. Okay.
Or diphthalia.
Probably.
Yeah, diphtalia. That's it.
It's a good band name.
That's what I was gonna say. That like, and also,
couldn't you just see that as like a metal?
Yeah, I was gonna say like
an
unreadable logo.
Yeah.
Like it's perfect. So there has to be a band named that.
Hey guys, I think
two vocalists.
I think we're heading into the part of football season that is steaming black eye head football time.
It's just so much...
It's cold.
Yep, we are officially at steaming black eye head.
Also, that grass is, like, brown, basically. This is Green Bay? That makes sense.
We got the game on in the background.
Yes.
And it is 2020 with 4 minutes left. Anyways, anybody else have a...
Yeah, oh, there's another...
Are there any non-band
links? Oh, let's see. Let's see what I missed.
Do we have someone on the phone?
No, that's...
We'll
trash your Fiexans.
Yeah.
We're going to have so many fucking Fiexans.
Some jalapenos.
If we were to do a hip-hop one, I was going to call Bump It or Dump It.
Mm.
It was my favorite. My favorite offshoot of Thrash
it
or Trash.
Bump It
or Dump It. I'll bump this. Okay, let's do this one more, and then we'll wrap up Thrash it or Trash It. Insistent. They're metal / death metal / black / thrash metal. So,
covering all the bases.
Where are they from?
California.
Okay.
Zip code 90650. I don't know why that's necessary, but thanks for letting us know. The song titles that we can choose from are As I Wither, Seethe, Remnants, Decrepit Minds, or
Whoa.
Winter's End.
I think we're at Decrepit Minds.
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys
Agreed.
Are at.
All right. Let's do it.
That's
floating.
The whole song.
Yeah. I'm into it. I like
yeah.
it. I
thrash it.
Yeah,
finally.
All right, so far the
like
most
Dragon
tolerable.
Force,
yeah. Like Maiden influence type stuff.
How long is this going to go on for?
Huh?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
See, now are we at the black metal or the death metal part?
This is not bad.
Well, I think the music is definitely passable. The lyrics are atrocious. The vocals are atrocious.
I just hate death metal vocals. I have no, or black metal.
I feel it's like
black
a
metal,
yeah.
It's just a parody of
itself. Yeah, it just sounds laughable.
It's okay for one band to do this. You could be the band that does this, but when there's like a whole genre of this, it's like, come on, really?
But I will give it. I will
just
give
think
it.
It's funny that you did like other bands are like, oh man, I want to sound like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But that said, I do like the guitar work, so I'll give it a mild thrash. First thrash of the night.
The vocals are awful. I trash it.
Yeah, I trash it too. I just don't like those style vocals. Vocals make it or break it for me.
Really? I like the vocals.
Then nobody's saying you can't.
So what do you say, Noah?
Split the room.
Stop censoring me.
It's split the room like it has two dicks. So that's my thing. Now I say, I'll be like, oh, this sucks my dicks.
Wait.
I got another one if you want. I don't know if you want one.
Another what? A tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought another guy with two dicks.
It's a deathcore band from
Boston.
Wait,
by the way, I thrashed Defalia or whatever.
Let me play the...
What was that band's name that we just played?
Insentient.
I don't like their name, but the music is all right.
Got another one if you want to.
All right.
Facebook.com/Murdoch Band. Murdoch is M-U-R-D-O-C.
That sounds familiar.
Well, there was a band from Staten Island called Murdoch, but...
that's not them?
Are you sure it's not Marduk?
Marduk Band, maybe.
Facebook.com/Murdoch Band?
M-U-R-D-O-C Band.
I wonder if they're named after Dick Murdoch. Dirty Dick!
That's a drop. Yes. Please!
Oh my God!
Please, that's a drop. Please, someone, anyone. Oh my God, that is the only drop. From now on, that is the only drop.
As the words left my mouth, I just saw the drop being formed.
The way you said it, the delivery. That was,
yeah, and then after your expression.
Exquisite. I want somebody to like change the pitch. I want to hear different speeds of that. Every variant of that drop I want. Please.
A dubstep version.
Yes.
Chalky Croissant says, I'll do it for you, Sidinsky.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's hear this Murdoch band. Oh, they're on Spotify. Whoa, fancy.
Are we not supposed to do bands like that?
Why? Anybody can put their music on Spotify.
Where are they from? What's their deal?
Boston. Okay. So already, I'm making a...
going to sing with a weird accent.
Yeah.
All right,
is it going to sound like Dropkick Murphys?
I was just going to say, boy, I hope they sound like Dropkick Murphys, but I was going to say it real sarcastically. Yeah. You know.
People like that band.
People like a lot of...
Faithless, because, come on, none of us believe in God.
Nope.
Oh.
That's
that Bon Jovi?
Great.
What
the fuck is
happening? Did it start with a burp?
Yeah.
I don't know how to... Is this metal?
It's like if Elton John had a metal band. It's like 80s Beach Boy metal.
Yeah, what is... Hold on, let it pick up.
Alright, that was just a teaser. That was like, wouldn't it be funny if we sounded like this?
Like a Bon Jovi song.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of these metal songs really take a long time to get to the point.
Because they know that the point's going to be shitty.
Yeah.
They don't want to put it off as long as possible.
Huh.
Get to the goddamn point, Murdoch Band from Boston.
This just sounds like a montage music in like an 80s fighting film, like an Iraqi.
It actually, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like when they have in between levels of Nintendo games. Like, remember the...
Oh. I can't decide if I...
We all have very confused looks.
I feel like...
It's like someone farted, but it sort of smells okay. And you're like, what does that say about me?
But not enough for you to move.
Yeah.
It feels like I tried like a slightly homoerotic experience, and I kind of liked it. I'm like, I know I shouldn't.
Grindcore Luigi says, Tony Montana is driving around Miami to this song.
uh, It shouldn't take me this long to decide if I like a band.
Yeah, I guess I don't like it.
I'm intrigued by the dueling vocals. But...
because it's not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's there looks like there's a woman in this band. But I don't...
How old are these people? It sounds like they're all in their mid-40s.
Yeah.
But no, they look young, yeah. Just like 20s. Oh, they're just... Oh, there is a girl in the band. A female
bass. Of course. Let's get a better shot of her.
Oh. She has breasts. I can confirm.
Yeah, that's true. She should be a drummer. If you're a chick in a band and you have big tits, you should drum so we could see them bounce. I'm a fan of that.
Wise words from Sid. So
Or you could be like the chick in the Dandy Warhols and play keyboards with your tits out the whole time.
Oh, there's now another track here. So Sid, what do you think?
It's like the first one.
What do you think? Do you thrash it or trash it?
I didn't like it, so I have to trash it. I was confused by it, which is a step in the right direction for this segment, but I don't know. Can we hear another song?
We're hearing one.
This is... Oh, see? Sounds like the same exact song.
See?
No.
This is bad. So I trashed it. I appreciate the effort, and I appreciate a big-titted female bassist.
Yeah.
Maybe she could just start a different band.
Want to say, since they know my Twitter handle, I never said anything about her tits.
You just acknowledged
that. Wait, they said wrong link.
Uh-oh.
Wow, now I'm getting a bunch. Did somebody just send me a Pantera one? I think we know what Pantera is.
Yeah, well, naturally.
Pantera with two R's.
The Latino one, Pantera.
It's good. All right, so Noah, what do you think?
I trash it.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
I feel like if the singer joined a power metal band, I may listen to his stuff.
What about the bassist?
If she would start a different band, I would...
Oh, they're on Instagram, so maybe we could see them. Titties. Some of them.
Titties. Oh, apparently, this is what they really sound like.
Wait.
Murdoch.
This is better.
I bet her tits bounce really nice to...
Look at
them
up on Instagram.
Probably this little headbang.
Oh, okay.
Same band? Yeah.
That was a different band named Murdoch.
Oh.
On Spotify.
Oh, so there's no big titted bassist in this band.
Oh, here's
there
a video.
Is.
Here's a video.
Oh, the photos were right, but...
Yeah, that's not the best shot of her.
Because of her titties. Her titties are in the shot?
I want some of them Murdoch titties.
I like this.
So the Murdoch that we were listening to before, where are they from? I'm more interested in that.
Let's see.
If I want to listen to a band called Murdoch, I'll listen to the Staten Island band who had 2 7-inches, I think.
I think they played the venue I used to help with.
I don't know. We have a caller. Well, wait, let's do this Murdoch, though. I thrash this. I like this.
I trash it. It's not my thing.
I also trash it. It just sounds like everything else.
Nope. I have to agree with Rob. I thrashed it.
Wait. I just saw that the guy has a UFC shirt, and I don't want to get beat up. So I thrash it.
Wow, the only thrash from Dan for a UFC shirt.
Nah, I trash it.
All right, we have a caller. Let's do one final thrash or trash with this caller. 617, you're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is actually Stephanie
Murdoch.
You're on the wrong damn link. In my boobs, you bounce around a lot.
Awesome.
There we go. Well, we just played.
Did we
the real
the right
one.
One.
Did we play the right one just now?
Yeah. The last thing was the right one.
Yeah. Noah was into it.
Not that weird '80s band.
Noah is a breast haver liked it.
Yeah. Yes.
So did
I liked it a lot.
Now here's a question. Now since you know there's another '80s dancey band called Murdoch.
Dancy?
Well, like whatever.
That wasn't dancing.
Whatever it is.
A Bon Jovi ripoff.
Yeah.
Murdoch.
Have you guys given any consideration to changing your name?
Or killing
me? Well, actually, when I joined the band, I wanted to change the name, but they're very diehard A-Team fans, the guys in the rest of the band. So that's where it actually comes from, the A-Team. But yeah, they're totally stuck on that name.
What did you want to change the name to?
Mr. T.
Yes, Mr. T. anything but Murdoch.
Did they just walk off with a field goal at the end of the game? Wow. Okay, sorry.
Stop watching sports.
Okay.
What did you want to change the name to?
The 49ers just won on a field goal, everybody.
Because there's just a bunch of other Murdochs out there.
Yeah, my
which you found. People have issues finding us on Spotify.
Yeah, it's not very SEO friendly.
Nope.
Maybe. What's come up? I have some cool names I've been sitting on for a while. Occasional bacon. I had one that I loved. I think I came up with it here, didn't I? It was called like accidental decapitation or like unnecessary decapitation.
Familiar.
Unnecessary decapitation or something like that.
The one I always go with is testicular atrophy.
Mm.
That's the name that I
Or change your name to Baracus. That's also an A-team member. That's Mr. T's name.
B.A. Baracus.
Yeah. B.A. Baracus.
Maybe we could use that double penis name that you guys came up with.
I was trying to come up with a cool name.
Oh, diphilia.
Yeah.
Oh, diphalia. Yeah, go for diphalia and get the unreadable logo. Go, like, own it.
Can I ask you a personal question that you don't even have to answer? What would you do if you went home with this? And I don't even know if you're into guys. I'm just assuming that you are. Sorry to make that assumption. But if you went home with this gentleman and he whipped it out, or more appropriately, them out, what would your reaction be? You know, none of us have it here that I know of, so you can be honest.
I'd probably be pretty scared, actually, and probably go running.
Said that,
I mean,
like,
it is double the fun, but what the hell?
He'd give warning, he said, most of the time.
Yeah, he
would. Would that help at all? Yeah, I was like,
I just want to know if it hangs to the left or to the right.
Well, that's the thing. He answered that in the Reddit thing. He said that it usually goes down the middle, but that is like he goes commando because the middle area is real sensitive.
Oh, so the inseam.
Mm. Yeah, the inseam, like, really chafes him.
So
yeah.
He just have one set of balls?
Yeah.
And wait, did we mention that one is circumcised and one isn't?
No,
that's what Sid said he should. What he did say is he had an enlarged prostate and he has to medically masturbate no later than like every 2 days. Otherwise,
masturbate?
Well, like he has to like release sperm.
But he's a guy, so that's not an
issue. That would be cutting it down for me.
Because then it'd be inflamed if not.
My favorite question that somebody asked, and that was, they were like, hey, after you have sex, does it ever happen that you pee in four different directions?
He said yes.
He said yes.
He said also what's weird is well, not whatever. The whole thing is a little weird. It's just that like whenever he ejaculates, it will like shoot out of one and then just
dribble
out of the other one. Yeah, and clean it out so it doesn't get infected.
So they both come at the same time?
Yeah, like they're both active at the same, like when he pees out of both of them.
So if one of them is being stimulated and the other one isn't being stimulated, the non-stimulated one will still come?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, because the semen comes from the same place.
But will they both get hard even if one's not being stimulated?
So. He was saying that one gets like more erect quicker, but then the other one eventually comes around. But he also said that like if two different people were like blowing him, he could tell who's doing what. Like he has the separate sensation in it where he can identify which one is being played with. Very,
that's
very,
cool.
Very fascinating.
So I hope that answered your question about your band.
So Baracus, that's what you guys are calling yourself now? Or diphalia?
Baracus.
Diphalia. All right. Maybe both.
Diphalia Baracus, or Baracus Diphalia. I think that has a better ring to it.
You're
Baracus
welcome.
Thank you.
When you guys are accepting your Grammy for Best Hard Rock Heavy Metal Performance, make sure to thank the Metal Injection Livecast for the name Baracus Diphalia.
Will do.
All right, thanks for calling in, and thanks for having a sense of humor about it. Everyone check out her band, Murdoch, murdochmetal.com. Or Facebook.com/Murdoch Band. No K in Murdoch.
Yeah.
CH?
Or it soon will be Barack Diphalia. So go to Facebook.com/.
Right. Don't even think about registering BarackDiphalia.com yet. Baracus Diphalia, yeah.
I was thinking of the president that we had with two dicks.
Baracko Diphalia.
That'll be the next new rumor that Fox News stretches up.
Two dicks. We have them, but does the president have them?
Proof that he wasn't born in America.
Do you want a man with two dicks running your country, telling your children how to live?
As long as that's all he's doing with his two dicks to my children, it's fine. Well, he's a nice guy. Maybe I'll let him.
Noah, can you be honest? Would that give you, would that like cause you stress to have to go down on a guy with two dicks? Like, seems stressful.
It just, it seems like it's not pleasurable at all. I mean...
For who?
For the girl.
All right, okay.
Because I, like, I don't know how that would work.
How do you tit fuck with two dicks?
I was thinking that when she called and she's like,
he
I'm
said,
like, oh,
he
really?
Said he could
he
like
together,
squish
right?
them together. Yeah, like a lobster.
Well, he says that he will penetrate a woman that way too, but...
Yeah. He's also said that he's shocked women with it, where like one in the pink, one in the stink.
Okay,
I'm sure
yes.
he's shocked everyone
he,
with it.
He did say that, and he said that he also had a threesome with another guy and a woman.
Yeah, he's in a relationship
and
with
he,
a couple.
And he penetrated both of them. But like, in what position would
right.
they all be in for that to work?
I would think they would have to lie down on their sides and go, I'm sorry, I wasn't talking at the mic. They should lie on their sides and go butt to butt.
Or the other way. Or like, what if...
How would he get
What if okay, so what if the oh no, that wouldn't
like
work.
if their backs were against each other, if they were lying on their side.
Or what if he was lying down?
He was lying down.
And
okay.
they were like sandwiched on top of him and like one dick went into one, I guess.
They would have to be very
how
flexible
she would do it.
There anymore.
Oh. We didn't even get her name. Sad.
It's probably on the website.
Rest in peace, big breasted basis lady.
The only way that I imagined it working was
Steph Curran.
Okay. Like the basketball player?
Stephanie Curran?
Steph Curry?
I don't know. We don't really follow the WNBA, Sid.
We've had WNBA discussions on this show before.
We'll get Darren's track put all the way down.
So sad.
So sad. All the Shlomo drops that we didn't hear. Stop. You can't replace Darren.
You're not Darren. Do you understand? You can't even carry a fucking note.
I don't have those drops.
I have no musical integrity.
Where did
no,
that come from?
I just have that.
That's all you
can't
have?
Can't even carry a fucking note. I made my mom watch that over Christmas.
What did she think?
She just like was confused as to why people are like that. She's like, why? You know? Like,
has she not lived her whole life in New York?
She has, weirdly. That's why. She's There's like, why age. Are... She's like, I believe this is a real person because you see them all the time.
Yeah.
Can't even carry a fucking note. I'm classically trained.
Do you have the drop of Rob saying Jose Mangan is a piece of shit?
No,
Rob?
I don't have that.
You don't have that drop of Rob?
No, I don't have that
Noah,
drop.
Noah, do you have that drop somehow?
No, but I wish a Darren would call in and play that drop.
Could any caller call in and just say it?
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wait.
That was Shlomo doing Angel of Death.
Yep.
Oh, Shlomo, rest in peace. Another one. Another one that bit the dust.
I like that I have something, a file called Pubes 2.
What?
Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist?
Pubes.
Okay.
Pubes is a funny word.
So now you're just totally
he's gonna play all the sound effects that you have on your computer.
Yeah.
Okay. When do we get to the?
Wow, we haven't played this in a long time.
The original.
Guys, oh man, I wish I had it. I feel like I'm probably not allowed to play it, but somebody sent us some video that they wanted to premiere, and forget the exact lyric, but it repeated like 150 times a minute. It was like. Gonna slap you with my dick, gonna slap you with my dick, gonna slap you with my dick, gonna take out my dick and slap you with it, slap you with it, slap you with my dick. Slap you. It like went on for so long. It was like we couldn't stop watching. It was like hypnotic, you know?
Sounds like a hit.
Yeah. Slap you with my dick.
Ratchet.
Slap you with my dick. Slap you with my dick.
Is that the Ying Yang Twins?
Slap you in the face with my dick, girl.
Oh, it's for a girl?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Here we go.
Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Can't read my.
Who is
this no, he can't Brian read my poker face. Why was She's he doing got this? Me like nobody.
Poker face. Poker face. Mmm.
It sounds like that man.
Larry King.
Mama.
It sounds just like that man.
I was actually just thinking the other day that we haven't played this in a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you ever hear when Seinfeld was on Larry King?
No.
It was like right when Seinfeld the show ended, and he was on And Larry King was like, so you're leaving, you know, Seinfeld's over. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, is this your choice? And he's like, well, are you asking if they canceled me? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, no, Larry, I'm leaving at number one. And he's like, okay, calm down. And he's like, well, there's a pretty big difference between leaving at number one and being canceled. Don't you think? So weird.
Larry King is the best in that he's the worst, which makes him the best.
I've never – he looks like he has terrible posture. I saw
yeah,
I saw Andy Rooney in person one time, he looked like a not real person.
Yeah.
Like his posture. A question mark?
He looked like – he legit looked like the guy from Up, you know? It was – yeah. And it was really funny because – so my cousin plays for the Jets, and I had this boss who was like – was always asking me about him and stuff like that. And so Andy Rooney goes to Jets – he goes to the Super Bowl every single year. He's a Giants fan. And so he was like, oh, Andy, come here. I want you to meet Dan. Come here for a second. listen to this. Dan, among other things, has a cousin, plays for the New York Jets. And Andy Rooney just went like this. Like he shrugged. Like, I'm not saying you have to be super impressed by that,
yeah.
But he just like shrugged as if he didn't say anything at all.
Right.
You know? Fucking Andy Rooney.
Well, that, you know, would you'd have been disappointed if he was like friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, thing. True. Yeah, he had like a lot of ear hair, like more than I've seen on a person in my life.
Andy. Rob trims his.
Do you have ear hair, Rob?
Do you have ear hair?
I don't think no.
No.
I'm starting that rumor. Rob secretly trims.
I'm not ashamed of it if I did, but if...
let's see. Move your headphones. That's a pretty hairless ear you got there, buddy.
I don't think you can grow ear hair until you're at least 75 years old.
But he's a pretty hairy gentleman in general.
Sure, but that doesn't mean you have ear
hair. Yeah. You're cool. Hairy. I feel like you're much hairier than I am.
I guess.
Your beard goes all the way up your cheek.
Yeah.
It's like right under your eyes.
Like one of the Mexican wolf people.
Wait,
said it before.
I thought your eyebrows. Wait, I thought those were. Is that your eyebrows or your beard? Where do they stop?
Exactly.
Those two little beads are his eyes.
Yeah. That might be cat shit. I'm not sure. Which beads you're talking about?
Your poor cat.
No.
Do I have butt hair? Someone in the chat asked.
Yes.
Look
at the video from a couple weeks ago.
Not
you
as
have
much.
His naked ass.
Not as much as I thought.
It's just mostly down the crack.
That's the hardest area to get rid of the hair, too. Like, if you ever try.
You're a trimmer?
Yeah, I try. But down there, like, the cheeks are simple, sure.
Right.
But where it's the thickest is down the crack, and that's fucking hard.
Mm.
I wish I had a bidet that went through my head. Yeah.
Just fill the bidet up with Nair.
Yeah, right. I was just thinking the same thing.
Which I don't know if you should Nair down there.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
I feel like that's what Nair was made for.
I feel like there was a Reddit post where someone tried to like Nair his balls and was like, definitely don't do it because it like hurt so bad.
I would
it was,
never
like, the most
put
painful
anything
sensation.
Yeah, like that in your testicles.
Oh, Reddit, you learned so much there on what not to do.
But I mean, have you ever smelled what Nair?
Yeah,
smells
it's disgusting,
like?
Burning.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Your
it's
ass would smell like that for at least a week.
It's better than what it smells like now, I'm sure.
You don't know.
I'm just speaking for myself.
So, Noah, what was your clutch story? We never got
Oh. Well, it's not really a big deal. But
oh, okay. So, anyway.
They played and it was all right?
It's not really about clutch. It's about people who are out for the new year. So, we were on the way to the venue, and this couple walks by us, and the girl goes, I can't believe you're making me go to this fucking party. After tonight, it's over. We're through. And then when we get to Clutch, we go upstairs, and we're getting ready for them to go on. And there's this couple that's fighting in front of us. So, we don't really hear anything because it's all out of context. But the couple next to us, I guess the guy who was arguing heard that guy make fun of him, so he turns around and he's like, mind your own fucking business, I'm going to come over there, mind your own fucking business. And then Clutch starts to play, and the guy who's next to us reaches over to the guy who was fighting with his girlfriend. He's like, hey, you know, everything's cool, Clutch rules, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, don't fucking touch me, I'll throw you over, fuck you, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. So the guy goes... The guy who was standing next to us goes to security. The security guard comes, and he removes the guy who was fighting with his girlfriend.
Nice.
So they yank him out, and the girlfriend just stays at the table, and she's just sitting there looking at her beer. So then the security comes like 15 minutes later, and I guess they told her that her boyfriend's like hovering outside the venue, and he's like looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy was having like the worst night.
Well, and she's like, my ex-boyfriend now at this point.
I really hate to sound like a dick, but for some reason I take a lot of enjoyment in watching
other people
fight.
I try to like heckle.
Especially drunk fighting couples. I used to live in my old apartment. I had a cool apartment, but upstairs there was this couple. And she like had this like British dude. So sometimes he'd be gone for like months at a time. But then he would come home, and they would go out and get drunk, and they would come back, and I would hear every word of their fights. And you know, like drunk fights that are about nothing. Like I'm impartial, and I want to just go up there and be like, "Hey, you guys are not fighting about anything. Go to bed." But instead, what they would do is they would keep me – they would just fight while I was trying to fall asleep at, like, 11:30, midnight or something like that. They would just fight. And then, like, finally I would fall asleep. And then I would wake up at, like, 4 to the sound of them making up. And I'm like, God damn it. I don't know which I like worse. But, yeah. But anyways, I do really like hearing fighting couples. I don't know why. It gives –
It's great. It's amazing. I live in a basement apartment now, and I don't know why, but I feel like the stoop – in my building is like the perfect argument place, and I will hear these epic arguments.
Yeah, man.
And it's so entertaining to just like know that, like, first of all, the person has no idea that I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then like whatever happens, it in no way affects me, so it doesn't, like, no vested interest in
it. You need to have fun with it and like make weird sounds to distract you.
Sometimes I'll like shout at them like, "Hey,
no, but I'm not saying, I'm saying like make it sound like you're jerking off or something or taking a big shit."
You know what's really funny? That's
you tell him, bitch.
That same apartment that I was in, for some reason, it was like a hotbed for people fighting, like couples fighting. And I heard two really funny ones. One was just in the middle of the night when I was like laying in bed. And I don't know if this is a couple, but this is what I heard. I just heard this woman just go, "Hey, come back. Come back. I can't suck your dick if you're running away."
That's a drop.
I thought that was amazing. And then this other one I heard was, it went on for like a half an hour. This guy was just like, "Do you understand what you did? You ruined my life. You came into my fucking job. I have to get a new job now. You fucking made it awkward at work. Like, I have to get a new fucking job." And then she's crying, and she called his mom and put her on speakerphone.
Oh.
So now I hear this couple fighting and this guy's mom on speakerphone.
That's
it was
amazing.
It was so epic.
Wow.
It was really ridiculous.
I would love to just have that instead of TV.
Those are the best. Well, I had this fight where this woman was like, "That's it. It's done. We're through." And then like a pause. I'm like, "Oh, it's over. You're not going to say nothing? You're not going to say it?" He's like, what should I say? You said everything. Like, "How about I love you. I don't want to lose you. That's your problem. It's like, I feel like this is the way. Like, so I'm done with you. I'm done." "Don't walk away. Why are you walking away? I want to talk to you." And he's like, "What is there to talk about? You're saying we're done."
I heard like the same thing that Noah heard. Kind of like I heard like this couple on New Year's just being like, "This girl, like, I can't. I'm done with this. I can't do it anymore. I'm done."
What is it about the new year? My friend was on a line to go into a venue, and he said that there was a man and a woman having a physical altercation on the line, like just beating the shit out of each other.
I think it's because everyone, it's like amateur hour for drunks. People are like, "Oh, it's the new year. Let's get drunk." And then like their true feelings come out, and they're like, "Oh, I can't stand this person. I'm going to tell them right now." For the best.
I went out for a full 90 minutes on New Year's, and I went back into my cocoon where I could watch The Twilight Zone.
I went out for like a lunch, and I was like, "Oh, it's so freezing out. I'm not doing anything. Screw that."
I went a block away, otherwise I wouldn't have gone.
I went to the museum in the morning.
Nice.
I went to the planetarium and saw Dark Universe.
Mm. How was that?
It was great, but you had to wait on such a long line, and it was only like 20 minutes. It wasn't even a half an hour.
Mm.
Was the line outside?
Okay, so first of all, I went to the Museum of Natural History on the 30th. I left work early, and we were waiting on the line. Every single entrance had a line around the block, so we were waiting underground. We waited for like an hour to get to the front, and the guy's like, "Oh, I have two more tickets left to the last showing of the planetarium." And as soon as he like clicks add, he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, there's one ticket."
Oh.
So we just went the next day early enough. There were just so many people there. But I really wanted to see Dark Universe.
Was it worth it? Oh, well, short but sweet.
And they make you give, like, so much money. I feel like if you're a New York resident, you should be able to pay whatever you want.
How much should they make you give?
We had to pay $25.
Per person?
Per person.
Wow. For 20 minutes, that's like over
minutes.
$1 a minute. That's like $1.10 a minute.
Fucking VXMs you could get for
that's They're why crooks. I always say don't go to museums.
Now I want to see a fighting couple. It sounds really like a lot of Schadenfreude, but I just want to see
it's
it.
Great.
Well, I want to stand in the back and be like, world star.
I always, if I'm like in the car and I see something like that, I'll roll down the window and be like, he only likes you for your body. That's my go-to.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fine. Try to fuel the fire.
Yeah, what he said, he's right.
I saw that guy hitting on my sister, Rob's sister.
He called me last night. That's where he was. He was with me.
I thought you said your name was Jeremy. Good stuff. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Dan, thank you for coming
on
such short notice. Darren, hopefully the mob won't be after you next week and you can be back with us in your seat so Sid can be back in his seat.
Yes. And, just do a little clockwise turn.
We're going to go. We have a word from our sponsor before we leave.
What?
But,
can we fight after we turn the mics off?
We'll see you next week, and then we're going to start a fight. In your seat, so Sid.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. Let's try that
Rob's
again.
Rob's fucking up all over. Don't play anything. That's Darren's role. Just
yeah, right.
Know
recording.
Your place.
Yeah, know your role.
Oh, hello. This is your guitar god and virtuoso, Thor Shredsky. Many of you have tried to play guitar like me. Try to dress like me. And even try to act like me. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? No, really, where the fuck art thou? Let me propose a new facet in which you should direct your undivided attention. Introducing Thor Fumes. Now you can smell like Thor Shredsky. For just a limited time only, you can experience and share the blended aroma of string lube, rustic leather, callus removal cream, and my own Thor essence. It's a splash of my sweat, but shh, that's between you and Thor. Call now, and not only will you get a fantasized bottle of Thor Fumes, but also the Thor Shredded Weed Whacker. The guitar-shaped whacker and blade, along with a guitar strap harness to allow you to practice your guitar stage trick and whack your weeds at the same time. So, where is your phone? Dial the number now at 1-800. I want Thor's perfume immediately. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, Thor will wring out a towel of his own sweat on the Thor fumes for that extra Thor essence.